I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. All but one. Another moderate out. Dad on trial. And voter ID laws are racist, we're told. That's all coming up. Then Bill is going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Clean Sweep Tuesday. All but one. Trump swept all of the Super Tuesday states except for Vermont. Come on, Vermont. Shakes fist at you. But that was an open primary state. So anyone could vote in that primary. Nikki won 50-46. Trump won every single state. Wasn't even close in any state. Like Alabama was 83, Trump 13, Nikki Haley, Tennessee 77-20, Oklahoma 82-16. Some were kind of close. If you call Virginia 63-35 close, I guess. Then Trump now has 995 delegates. He needs 1,215 to win the nominations, but it's over. No one's ever swept the Republican primaries like this. In other election news, Senator Kristen Sinema from Arizona has announced she is retiring after just one term. She said, because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done, I will leave the Senate at the end of this year. A little jab at the people who remain. She was elected in 2018 as a Democrat. In 2022, became an independent. So to win re-election in Arizona as an independent, she would have had to do a lot because the Democrats were running a Democrat. And of course, the Republicans were running Republicans. So she had to get 40,000 signatures by April, which was even hard to do. She stopped even fundraising. It was hard to raise money. So she's out. So the race in Arizona for the Senate is now between Democrat Ruben Gallego and Carrie Lake. This trend now continues. We talked a few weeks ago about the mother of Ethan Crumbly. Crumbly murdered four of his classmates in school. His mom was charged with involuntary manslaughter, found guilty. Because she should have known that her 15-year-old had mental health issues and access to guns. Her defense were the guns were under the control of her husband, James, so now the dad is on trial. The combination for the gun safe was the factory preset of 000. Merrick Garland was speaking at a black church in Selma, Alabama, said voter ID laws are discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary. He said the right to vote is under attack. Most recent polling on this says 75% of Americans support showing photo ID to vote, including 60% of Democrats. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, no joy in Mudville. The progressives have struck out again. The far-left attempt to strike Donald Trump's name from presidential ballots received a humiliating 9-0 rejection from the Supreme Court. This was an easy one. Individual states have absolutely no constitutional right to interfere in a national election. Never mind the loons in Colorado, Maine, and Illinois denied Mr. Trump due process in convicting him of insurrection. The court didn't even have to consider that. The state's ballot ban was all that was necessary for the Supremes to say, don't think so. Isn't it interesting that progressives are horrified when abortion is thrown back into the states for adjudication? They hate that. But these same people are ecstatic when election nullification is attempted by the states. That pretty much sums up the leftist philosophy. We don't really believe in the Constitution unless it advances our quest to dramatically change America. It is excellent news that the Supreme Court unanimously upheld federal power in national votes. That sends a strong message to the anarchists. Your chaotic vision is illegal. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Elaine Martinkovic, Las Vegas. Joe Biden did not enable Hunter. Joe Biden is the mastermind behind the grift, taking millions from countries and getting his cut. Elaine, if you have proof of that, please send it to me and I'll win a Pulitzer and I will share it with you. I know it's your opinion and you are perfectly within your rights to hold the opinion, but the evidence is not there yet. Esther Haynes, Jacksonville, Florida. O'Reilly, you said many times Jill Biden does not want to give up power. What power does she have? Nobody sees Joe unless she says it's okay. That's a lot of power. And again, you know, read Killing Reagan. Nancy Reagan's most powerful person in that White House. No doubt about it. Thomas Miller, North Salem, New York. I have a question. I hear you say how Joe Biden can pardon Hunter Biden even if he's not convicted of the crime yet. I understand if he is convicted, but as you say, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. You are saying no matter what Hunter does, Joe can pardon him even before he goes to court. Correct. Presidential pardon. Look at the pardon that President Ford gave President Nixon. He has the power to do it. Federal charges, by the way. Nick Georgioff, Grand Blanc, Michigan. Hey, Bill, what's your opinion of how this Bragg case will go in Manhattan? You said it yourself that his lawyers should try to get all the legal issues moved out of New York. I think it's a guarantee he'll be found guilty. Could be sentenced to years in prison. Not going to prison. All right. All this stuff is going to be appealed in New York into the federal system. Once it gets into the federal system, a good chance a lot of this stuff will be thrown out. The fine that he got on the real estate beef, that's never going to happen. Never. It's excessive, and you can't do that according to the Constitution. So you mark my words. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 43 years ago today, the anchorman of CBS News signed off for the last time. Over the span of two decades, the journalist had earned his nickname, the most trusted man in America. Here is the story of Walter Cronkite. Born November 1916 in Missouri, the broadcaster began his career reporting from Europe during World War II. He covered the 1952 and 56 presidential elections, then the Olympic Games. Cronkite took over as the CBS anchor in April 1962. For the next 19 years, Cronkite delivered the news during the most significant events in American history, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the assassinations of John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Robert Kennedy, the lunar landing, war in Vietnam, Watergate. Uncle Walter relinquished the anchor's chair at the age of 65 only because CBS mandated the retirement for all senior citizen employees. On March 6, 1981, he said goodbye.
This is my last broadcast as the anchorman of the CBS Evening News. For me, it's a moment for which I long have planned, but which nevertheless comes with some sadness. For almost two decades, after all, we've been meeting like this in the evenings, and I'll miss that. Old anchormen, you see, don't fade away. They just keep coming back for more. And that's the way it is.
Walter Cronkite did not retire entirely. He wrote a syndicated column and hosted the Kennedy Center Honors. I interviewed him shortly after he left CBS. He regretted he was forced to retire. Walter Cronkite died in 2009 at the age of 92. And here's something else you might not know. Despite his serious reputation, Cronkite also made appearances on entertainment venues. Over the years, the reporter showed up on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Murphy Brown, and The Simpsons. Cronkite also makes a quick cameo in the James Bond film, Tomorrow Never Dies. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.